This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu
Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received a question. A man said, Ya Rasulullah, Mata Sa'a? He wanted to ask about the Day of Judgment. When is it going to be established? This is a question all of us would like to know, right? All of us, we want to know, but we don't need to know the answer for it. We just want to know the answer for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a great educator. He wanted him to focus on that which matters to him. So he said to him, وَمَا عَدَدْتَ لَهَا? What did you prepare for it? He threw him off with that question. The man was now focused on knowing when the Day of Judgment will be established. And now the Prophet ﷺ throwing that question at him again. It doesn't matter when it's going to be started, but what did you prepare for her? Now the man, he kind of like was startled by the question. He said, honestly, not much. Except, which he thought not much to be in the scale. He said, except, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. I love Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, to value what he said, قَالَ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. On the Day of Judgment, people shall be gathered with those whom they love. Anas, the reporter of the hadith, he said, we have never been so happy in Islam with anything the Prophet ﷺ said more than his statement when he said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, you shall be congregated on the Day of Judgment with those whom you love. So he said about himself, wa inni la uhibbu Rasulullah, wa uhibbu Abu Bakr, wa uhibbu Umar. I love Rasulullah, I love Abu Bakr, and I love Umar, and I hope, and he basically says, and I hope that I shall be with them on the Day of Judgment. This man, radiallahu ta'ala, a young man, he really understood what's the meaning to follow a role model. Someone that you love truly and genuinely. Someone when you love, that you always follow their example, follow their leads. Anas radiallahu ta'anhu arda, from a very young age, he learned the meaning of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar. And his example is the greatest example among the young companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where did he learn that from? He learned that from his mom. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina, when the Messenger of Allah arrived in Medina, subhanAllah, ironically, it's just the same story of his arrival is amazing by itself. It's a show of love, how much they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people, they were waiting for him all day until midday. When it gets really hot, they go back home to their homes. Why they're waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They just loved him before they have seen him. They loved him just by the mention of his stories, by the mention of his character, his akhlaq, by the people who met him, and there were few. Many of them were loving him so much, they wanted to meet him when they heard that he was coming to Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he arrived, they were kind of like fighting and struggling and competing. Who was going to take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his home? Who would be the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now when the Prophet settled in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari and then settled in his own house, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas says that his mother, she took him when he was about 10 years old. She took him to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, hadha Anas, khadimuk. This is Anas, my son. Let him serve you. Now, I mean, why would a mother just sacrifice her child to be a servant for a man like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because that will be the greatest service he would ever do in his life. Because he will be learning from the best man ever. He will be learning the akhlaq and the manners. He will be the closest to the man who has this divine connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he was nurtured in the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grew up, and when Anas, at some point, the mother of Anas, she came to Rasulullah and she said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Anas, your servant. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Oh Allah, give him a long life. Give him a long life and a lot of offspring and children. Long life in khair and goodness. The ulama, they say, Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, He was one of the last of the companions of the Prophet to die. And Anas, during his lifetime, he buried over 100 of his own offspring, children and grandchildren. Subhanallah, don't tell me how they got that number. But eventually they say he buried so many of his kids by the barakah and the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu anhu was just one example. And those people who loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to have his example. There were so many. One of them was al-Sahabi al-Jaleel Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami, another young man who had the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his journeys. So one time, when the Prophet ﷺ came back, on the way back, he knew how much they sacrificed their time and their effort to serve him. So he wanted to reward him something. He says, "Qala, is'al ma badalak. How can I reward you for your service?" He's showing the courtesy, ﷺ, that he was a volunteer. And here's the Prophet ﷺ says, "How can I reward you for your service?" The man, he said, "Qala, uridu suhbataka fil jannah. I want to be your companion in al-Jannah." He says, "I want to be your companion in Al-Jannah." The Prophet ﷺ, knowing that he doesn't have control over that, right? So he said, "Awa ghayra hada? Is there anything else that I can give you?" The man says, "No, that's what I want." Now, what does it mean to say, "I want to be your companion in Al-Jannah"? If you can be the companion of the Prophet ﷺ in Al-Jannah, what would that mean? That means that you're already in Al-Jannah. And not just anywhere in Al-Jannah. You're going to be in the highest level in Al-Jannah, Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. With whom? With whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran to be ma'an nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada, was-salihin. With the Prophet, was-siddiqin, these saints, the right, most righteous, was-shuhada, the martyrs, was-salihin, the good people, the pious ones, wa-hasuna ulaika rafiqa, the best companionship you will ever have. Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't really give him an answer to say that you shall be with me in Al-Jannah. But alhamdulillah, by the virtue of that question and the virtue of the request from Rabi'a, we've all been given the gift of the opportunity to be in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah, when he heard the response of Rabi'a that he insisted on being his companion, what did he say? He said, "Then a'inni ala nafsika bi kathrat as-sujud." Then help me get you there by doing a lot of sujood. What it means? Pray more often. How can you even pray more often if there are only 5 daily prayers obligatory upon you? That's when the sunnah and the nafil comes in. For those who keep missing their sunnah, for those who don't wake up to make anything extra beside their fard salah, thinking that, alhamdulillah, I'm doing my bare minimum. This is great. But that doesn't get you closer to the one whom you love the most, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, why should we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The companionship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada'i was-salihin, the prophets and the righteous and the pious and so on. The companionship, what does it mean to have this kind of companionship in Al-Jannah? It was described in Surah Al-Amma Yatasa'alun An-Naba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna lil-muttaqina mafaza." That for the righteous, there is mafaza, there is fawz, which means victory. There is a prize for them in Al-Jannah. And when Allah described the prize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one of their qualities. One of these rewards that the people will have in Al-Jannah, he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, "La yasma'una fiha laghwa wa la kithaba." They're not going to hear laghu, ill speech. وَلَا كِذَّابَ No falsehood at all. There will be nothing like this in Al-Jannah. But what does it mean? What does that tell you about the people? What does that tell you about the people of Al-Jannah? The people of Al-Jannah will be classy. You know, whenever you go to a gathering and you go to whatever actually kind of party and so on, people they associate with each other, what kind of people are they? Are we going to be there? But when you go to a special club, Club Mafaza, those will be in the highest level in Al-Jannah. Now these people, they're going to be with certain qualities, classy. They don't speak ill speech. They don't speak, you know, street language. They don't speak slang. They speak basically the people of Al-Jannah, the words of Al-Jannah. And that is the kind of people you would like to associate yourself with. And these are the people of Al-Jannah, those who are around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ansar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they showed the greatest love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first example, when the Ansar came to Rasulullah in Mecca, the Ansar came to Rasulullah in Mecca in order to invite him to come over to Medina. So many of them were young. Al-Abbas, when he looked around, he was shocked and surprised. How could you even dare ask to take the Prophet Muhammad with you when you know that you're going to be enraging the entire Arabian Peninsula? But these young men and women, because there were 82, almost 80 men and 2 women, these people, they came to the Prophet ﷺ and they suggested, Ya Rasulullah, we are going to give you everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their wealth, their support, their effort, their lives, whatever it takes to take the Prophet ﷺ with them to Medina. Now that was an impressive speech. Even his uncle Abbas, when he heard that from them, he kind of like was stunned by that speech. They were young, but they knew what they were doing. They were putting their love for Rasulullah ﷺ ahead of everything. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the hijrah, the migration from Mecca to Medina with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he displayed the greatest kind of love through actions. You know, when the Prophet was going with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moment they arrived at the cave of Thawr, in which they stayed for 3 days and 3 nights, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, before the Prophet got in, he said, Ya Rasulullah, please wait here. Just wait outside. He sacrificed himself to get in there and check if there was anything would hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and foremost. He was kind of closing every single crack and burrow he could find in the cave so that nothing would harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in, he slept. And he put the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his thigh. The narration said that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he kind of, like there was one hole that he could not find anything to cover with, he was bitten from that place. And he was kind of like, he was feeling the pain until the Prophet ﷺ woke up. He didn't want to wake up Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of love for the Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. When the Ansar, they came, they were waiting outside in the heat of the sun outside Al-Madina, waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to arrive. You know, subhanAllah, what is so amazing about it is that these people were out there waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have never seen him before. They just fell in love with his reputation. They fell in love with his mention, his manners, his akhlaq, and his character. It is for that they embraced Islam. The only connection they had with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one of his companions first and foremost, a young man by the name Mus'ab ibn Umair. The first, we know him as the first ambassador in the history of Islam. The people, they saw the fruit, and they knew if this was just the product of Muhammad, if this was the student, can you imagine the mentor, the teacher, how he looked like? They fell in love with him just by the mention of his name, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it today, as we live in America, as much as we try to talk to people about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seems that people are not convinced that he is whom we're saying we're talking about, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because those who are supposed to claim the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're not showing it. If you claim that you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then show it. Ask any husband and wife to tell you what's the meaning of love. None of them will tell you it's just a sentimental love. No, that's not love I'm talking about over here. Because even when husband and wife, they fight, and then the husband tells his wife, he says, honey, you know how much I love you. She always responds in that typical answer, you're lying. Because if you love me, as always, then take the trash out. And what's the connection between taking the trash out and love? It's the act of service. Meaning, show it to me. This is the problem we have here in America for the Muslims. We give so much da'wah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hold conferences. We hold rallies sometimes. We write about it all over the place, and we invite people to come and explore the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It seems to be very hard to convince them. Why? Because we're not showing the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our actions. People are not convinced. Yes, you might claim that you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but how much of that love are you showing in your actions? And when you show that in your actions, what does it mean? Most people, they show their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their personal practice of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which indeed one of the greatest way of manifesting your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After all, Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, Ya Muhammad, to them that if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So we need to show that through actions. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, that if you truly love Allah azza wa jal, don't claim it. Don't just say it by words. It's not a lip service. Just show me the proof. And what is that proof? Following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then prove it. Show it. It's not just through your personal practice of the deen. No, it's more than that. What is it? How about the other side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His manners, his akhlaq. The whole concept of sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was summarized in what? In the tazkiyah. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He was sent to us for these three things. To teach us the book, to teach us the hikmah, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Put this into practice. Through what? Tazkiyah, the purification of the heart and the purification of the amal and the deeds. And how do you do that? How can we do this then? By following his example in terms of his interaction with the people. Al-akhlaq. Rasulullah summarized the entire message of Islam, following his example, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the purpose of that? He summarized all of this in one thing, subhanallah. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammi masalih al-akhlaq." I was sent down to people. Means his da'wah was, what's the purpose of it? لِأُتَمِّ مَصَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, so that I perfect the manners for people. To perfect their manners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying what? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are, Ya Muhammad, in a highly exalted character. The best character. That's who was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to follow his example? That's how you show his love. And you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you want to be with him on the day of judgment, then you need to show that. I know the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they showed their greatest example when it comes to following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of us might think this is kind of like a utopian lifestyle. How can we really reach that level of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And I don't claim that you can get to that level either. I don't claim that you can get to that level either, really. It's so hard, so difficult, subhanAllah. This Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they showed such a great example of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let me just share with you the last hadith inshallah ta'ala. That I hope, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, if you see how much the Prophet loved you, how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cared for you and about you, then hopefully this will increase your love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you will sacrifice everything to show his example and to show that truly how much you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Anas, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in his death illness, when he was kind of getting physically weak, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he was brought out from his house to pray in the masjid. Everybody was rejoicing. We're so happy after some time when the Prophet was unable to come out for the masjid, to the salah. Suddenly and finally he's out, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what they did, when he finished salah, they surrounded him. And as he was walking out with them, going back again to his room, and he was carried on the shoulders of Al-Abbas and Ali ibn Abi Talib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Laytani alqa ikhwani. I wish I can meet my brothers. So the Sahaba surrounding him, they kind of are surprised. Qalu awalasna ikhwanak, don't you consider us your brothers? Qala antum ashabi, you are my companions. But my ikhwan, my brothers, another narration says, my ahbabi, my beloved ones, says, are those who will come after me. They will believe in me, even though they have never seen me. He's speaking about me. He's speaking about you. His love to his ummah and his followers extended beyond time and will continue until the day of judgment. His love for his followers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will also continue on the day of judgment by his shafa'ah. That may Allah subhanahu make among those who will get the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed away, as-sahaba, they said, al-Madina azlamat. Medina became darkened. So it became so dark. And then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq took over. The man who loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody else, his own companion, he came and he sat on the minbar. And he made a very, very strong statement. He told the sahaba, that, listen, yes, we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cry because you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anyone deserved to cry for the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would have been Abu Bakr as-Siddiq himself. But he was a man of these positions. He was a man of subhanAllah. He was a man of these difficult times. So he stood on the minbar, and he knew now the difference between his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and carrying his legacy right now. So he said to the Sahaba and the Ummah, قَالَ مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. Let those who worship Muhammad know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. And those who worship Allah azza wa jal, Allah حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوت. He is everlasting, he never dies. And with that statement, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq gave us the meaning of being true follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you making Rasulullah the true love for you. What does it mean exactly? That even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no longer between us, his legacy should never die. And how can you revive his legacy? Through your akhlaq and through your manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. And among those who will follow the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.